That's Canadian producer, songwriter, and composer JoJo Worthington with Argument from her latest album, TCYK, which stands for The Company You Keep. It's an album that explores JoJo Worthington's experience as a woman navigating tumultuous relationships and digging deep into what it means to connect to another. And despite being small in stature with only 5 tracks, it's a wonderfully textured album that gives up new secrets every time you listen to it. To learn more about the project, we're pleased to welcome JoJo Worthington to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
You know, I got to say, from the first listen of this album, it was just like a wow moment. I mean, I just thought, oh my God, there is just so much going on here. And I want to preface that with mentioning that when you played an official showcase at the Folk Music Ontario conference last year.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't actually in your room. I wasn't supposed to be in your room because actually I was hosting showcases in the next room because, you know, we have these two rooms going back to back. But I popped in to see what was going on and I was truly transfixed.
Wow.
When I was listening to you perform, there is something incredibly ethereal about the music you produce. Before we actually get into the specific album itself and talk about tracks like Argument, I want to take you back to talk a little bit about how you got into music and why you make the music that you do now.
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey of figuring out what I guess, want to do on stage and what I want to make the audience feel when I'm performing. But basically, I started writing music when I was about 14. My brother bought me a guitar, and I was so excited because my whole life, my mom had tried so hard for me to play an instrument, and she put me in all these classes and I just never practiced, and such a waste of money as a young kid. But my brother bought me a guitar, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I think I would actually, like, you know, work with this. And I started writing songs basically right away. And they were all folk songs early on. But then I discovered this artist named Kishi Bashi, and he uses violin, but he used a pedal called a Line 6 DL4, and it's basically just a delay pedal, but he looped it a lot, and I just was so transfixed on looping and using looping, but I had no idea how to use it, so I bought a pedal kind of impulsively, and then tried to perform with it, not even knowing what I was doing. And those shows were horrible. the worst shows ever. But then I ended up going to school for audio engineering and music production at Fanshawe College. And that's kind of where I learned about technology. And it really taught me everything I know about performing. And over time, it just really affirmed, okay, this is the music I want to make. I want to take people on a journey during the show. So that's kind of where it all started, thanks to my brother, I guess. Yeah.
So what would you say your instrument is now then? Is it pedals? Because it seems, you know, there is wonderful orchestration on this album. I'm just trying to get the feel for, is it just like a sonic exploration that you're into now? Is that how things come together?
Yeah. I want it to be like an exploration for the listener as well. Yeah. I mean, I don't really play guitar anymore, but I would say my main instruments are ukulele and pedals and synthesizers and things like that. Because I really do believe you can use guitar pedals as instruments, and I really like that concept.
I find this fascinating. You know, I realize that as far as my show is concerned, you know, I mean, I play folk roots, you know, a little bit of blues, Americana, Canadiana, song singer-songwriters. People would say, wow, JoJo Worthington's definitely at the far reaches of that. But actually, when I started in radio, you're actually right in the middle.
Wow, yeah.
Of what I love to play, because, you know, I love layered sound. I love, you know, I love the ability to move through the music. And that's what I hear when I listen to this album. Every time I listen to it, I get something different out of it. And I guess that must be a lot of what you hope people discover when they listen to your music.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, by the way. Yeah, I think your show's really amazing.
Well, that's good. But, Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the cool thing about music, like listening to a song for the first time, you notice this, and then you listen the second time, and then you're like, oh, I actually, you know, I can get into this. And then the third time you hear all these things. I think that's so cool. There's layers in the music. So, yeah. I think this album is actually quite much more minimal than my previous one, instrumentation-wise. But, yeah, I do like putting little surprises in for every listen.
So when you say much more minimal, there isn't as much instrumentation, but it seems... My impression is this is going to take you off in another direction. Is that how you're feeling yourself?
Yeah, I think this was the first album I really felt like I'm going in the right direction, musical-wise. The last album I did, it was kind of like really spreading, like, I'm a folk artist, but I'm also into electronics, too. And I think this last album, The Company You Keep, has kind of just affirmed, like, I can basically do whatever I want. I can write folk music, but I also write electronically, too. And, yeah, I don't really have a genre. I don't know how to say it.
I think, and to be honest, my bias is that we actually move away from genres, because people can, even DJs can get so stuck in a genre that actually I think it impedes the ability to enjoy a lot of the music that's out there. So let's talk about your songwriting. Can you just take us through how you actually write now?
Yeah, I still do write just like with my uke, four chords, write a song that way. But I really love, as I said, looping. For most of the songs on this album, I did start out with a basic loop. You'll hear an argument, the ba 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 sample that goes over and over again. And I just started with that and added over top of it while I was just practicing one day. So that's kind of how that started, just with like one loop going on forever. And then for Stabilize, I started off with the drum beat that you hear at the very beginning. And then I added my organelle again on top of that. And yeah, just, I really love just like layering loops, and like it starts out with something and then it grows and it grows and it totally becomes something else by the end of it.
So as all the songs on this album are, you know, associated with relationships, I mean, argument, I guess, is an argument between two people in a relationship. was it your intent? Did that come in time that you thought, oh, I'm going to make this album all about different aspects of relationships? Is that something that just grew as you started to pull the songs together?
No, actually, I had no idea I even did that. And then while we were recording it, my friend Connery, he kind of pointed out, hey, all these songs are about like your different relationships with male figures. And I was like, oh, yeah, it is. Wow, that's so interesting. So that kind of became the theme. And it's funny how it just kind of all made sense together that way. So, yeah, I didn't even know.
I find it endlessly fascinating when I talk to people about, well, how did you come up with that idea? And, you know, was there intentionally a theme for the whole album? And you basically say, no, it just... You know, again, I guess that comes down to the listener saying, you know, this is interesting where this is going. So the argument, it was just an argument between two people then, and that kind of, what does the repetitive nature mean in that? Was that, Is that part of the argument? The fact that, you know, when people get into an argument, they sometimes can start repeating themselves, maybe with a crescendo or something?
Yeah, that song, you know, I still kind of have to figure out, like, really what it's about. But I did write that actually about my relationship with God as, like, a father figure. Because there's the Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I wrote it about that. And when I went to Bible school before I went to Fanshawe for audio engineering. And a lot of the time at that school, we were talking about apologetics, which is basically talking about your faith in a theoretical and scientific way and connecting science to creation, I guess. So it's kind of talking about that as the argument, but also talking about the relationship with the Father. It's kind of, it's so hard to explain. Yeah, I really, honestly, I don't really know what it means, but the words just kind of came together and they felt right while I was singing them. So that's what we recorded.
That's why I love interviewing people, you know, on Folk Roots Radio, because I just love to hear the stories about how people explore their art and their creativity. And again, I can't talk highly enough about this album. I certainly encourage as many people as possible to check this out. We're going to dip back into the album again and play Small Encounters. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, so that is a song about me, I guess, in relationships with men, different dudes, I guess, and people I wish to forget, maybe. But it's also about kind of a deeper part of that. And when I was writing this, I would be hanging out with friends from high school during the summer a lot. And they always want to go to clubs. I'm not really a club person personally, but I'll go just to hang out with them. And it just really bothered me. So many times I've seen myself and my friends get hurt in these environments, and how just like sexual assault is so normalized in those environments. And especially in university communities, it just seems like there's no education when it comes to like respecting people. So it's about sexual assault and how it's normalized. Just in Waterloo, I think it was last year during Wilfrid Laurier's homecoming, it's just insane. Like everyone's just like drinking on their porches and outside everywhere. The streets are full of people. But it really is a time for people to just go crazy and assault people. Like there's so many cases every single year. And actually somebody made like a huge sign outside of their house saying like, she turned 18, she's gonna call me daddy now, or something like that. And it's just like so disgusting. So there definitely needs to be more education in university and college communities. So we ended up filming a music video at a college club on University Avenue in Waterloo, kind of at the place where I've probably felt the most uncomfortable. Yeah, it's kind of a juxtaposition in a way. But
well, it's good. I love the album. I love the songs, and I love learning the stories behind them. Let's listen to that just now. This is JoJo Worthington with Small Encounters from her great new album, The Company You Keep. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thank you. That's JoJo Worthington with Small Encounters from her latest album. It's entitled The Company You Keep. JoJo Worthington's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about her music and the new album. And I just love this. I love the layers. I get goosebumps with music like this. And I think it's because it leans into a lot of the music that I loved when I was growing up. You know, I was very into prog rock and that sort of thing, you know, when I was younger, and even though now I'm play mainly folk and roots music, every now and again I say, I want to go a little bit further, you know, get onto the fringes of the music that I play. But your music is very accessible. Now, I'm very intrigued because you went to college for audio engineering. I always like to ask what happens next, because I sense that this is a stop on a road somewhere. So where do you think that road's going to lead you?
Yeah, I hope to play more shows, trying to break through in the States right now, actually. But I just finished a tour to the East Coast promoting the album. But actually in September, I'm going to be a resident at the Banff Center of the Arts. And I'll be taking the audio engineering program there. I'll be there for the next 6 to 8 months, hanging out in Alberta in the mountains. So that's what I'm doing.
Now, the Banff Center is a wonderful place. It's a very collaborative place. I mean, do you see yourself maybe collaborating with other people when you go there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's a few people I know there actually right now, and we have some time before they leave. We're going to definitely collaborate with each other. And I really love performing on other people's albums as well. Recently, I got to perform on a band called Map Of. It's actually just a solo guy, my friend Tom, and I got to sing on his latest album that will be released in November. But he's really starting to release tracks off that album. So, yeah, performing and collaborating with different people and producing as well.
So yeah. Let's talk about production, because I think you produced The Lifers last album, didn't you?
Yeah. That was so fun. They're such an amazing group of people. They're so kind. And yeah, it was awesome to work with them. And we'll be working in the future, too. Mm-hmm.
Do you see more production in your future as well, then? I mean, that, you know, you mentioned how much you love collaborating. I mean, I don't know. I kind of expect one day you're going to say, I'm off to Berlin or something like that to work for a while.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of why I'm going to this program in Banff. I really do want to be more of a producer. I love, you know, songwriting and performing live, but I definitely want to be an engineer and engineer my own music. So, yeah, I hope there's more of that in the future.
Because you worked with William Cran on this album. He co-produced with you?
Yes, he produced it with me. And I've been working with him basically since we met. We met at Fanshawe, actually. But he produced my last album as well, alongside Connery Ballantyne. And he's just such an easy person to work with. And I think we'll also be working together a lot in the future.
Can we talk about the live show then? What people can expect when they come to a JoJo Worthington show?
Yeah. Basically, there's kind of two different versions right now. One is just myself solo, where I'm basically tap dancing on pedals and moving my feet and my hands a lot. And then the other version is with my band, and we're a trio. And then we're all doing a lot of stuff with our hands and feet. So, yeah, it's kind of like a one-woman band, I should say. And then the other one is just like a band, but we're all playing multiple instruments at the same time.
And it's a lot of fun, because I got to say, when I saw you last year at the conference, I was just like transfixed. It's like, okay, I know I'm supposed to be in the other room and I need to be getting ready to introduce somebody else, but I want to stay in here and enjoy a little bit of your show. And I think was that solo then, I think?
That was a solo show, yeah. And it was so nice to hear so much like affirmation at that conference, because previously when I've performed there, it's been kind of weird with the technology. I'm always like, should I even be here? I'm not sure. Like, this is not folk really, so I don't really know. But it was really nice last year. I had a really good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that folk is music of community. And so as far as I'm concerned, it all fits.
Good.
I'm not going to get stuck behind that. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can go to basically any streaming site, wherever you absorb music. Also my Bandcamp. I usually will put most of my updates on Facebook or my Instagram. I'm not great at Twitter, so yeah, that's like a once every month kind of thing. Yeah. But Facebook, Instagram, my website, whatever you want, basically.
It's been great to talk to you today. We're going to finish with another track from The Company You Keep, and I'd like to play Stabilize, which you mentioned earlier. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, so Stabilize is, well, kind of got inspired. There's just so much going on in the world politically, and really have sensed that it does, the differences between people have kind of been tearing each other apart a little bit, which is unfortunate. So this is just a song to kind of encourage people, like, hey, we all need each other. So this is Stabilize.
We all need to stabilize. JoJo Worthington, it's been fabulous to talk to you today. The Company You Keep is a great album. Definitely check it out. This is Jojo Worthington with Stabilize. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.